Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 16. Exodus 20 and verse number 16, the ninth commandment. Exodus 20, verse number 16 says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." Romans 13:9 says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." Matthew 19:18 says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." Do you get it? Thou shalt not bear false witness. Bearing false witness is nothing more than a lie. It is a lie. To bear false witness is to lie. Some folks would rather climb a tree to lie than to stand on the ground and tell the truth. Have you ever heard that before? Oh my! There are those who love to lie, but God doesn't like lying. Who tells lies? Well, certainly not you. Certainly not. How often have we heard something and not checked it out, and later found that when we repeated it, it was a what? A lie. Oh, be careful about repeating things that you have heard. You say, "Well, I was misinformed." You still lied. You should have checked it out. Just the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Yes. Get the facts. Do not lie. Is a half-truth a lie? It sure is. We're to tell the truth, and nothing but the truth. We are not to fudge the numbers at tax time. We're not to lie about our income. I believe the world is controlled by a liar. And I'm talking about Satan. About Satan. The governments of the world lie about what they are doing. My oldest son works at a nuclear power plant. Do you know how long it's been since we've built a new nuclear power plant in the United States of America? Over 40 years. But we are pushing to allow Iran to build nuclear power plants. Somebody's lying to somebody. Somebody's lying. Governments lie to their own people. And they steal out of their pockets. The Social Security Trust Fund. Those funds that were collected were to be put in a trust fund, and they were to be left there, and with them being there, with the principal and the interest, then it would have taken care of itself. But what did our illustrious government do with your Social Security taxes? They stole them. They lied when they said, "This is in a trust fund and it's not to be touched." Then they said, "Well, we need it for this." And listen, they'll always need more. Always need more and lie to the people. Now, there are lies that are of a religious nature. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 4. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 4. Genesis 3, the fourth verse says, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die." God had said that in the day that ye eat of that fruit, ye shall surely die. And the devil said, ye shall not surely die. Did the devil lie? He did. Does he lie today? He does. He's a liar. He's a liar. He lied to Eve. And it was by the way of a lie that sin entered into the world. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. By the way of a lie. We ought to hate lying. It was the devil who lied to Adam and to Eve. And they were in a perfect environment, yet they fell for it. Do not fall for a lie. Lies are put forward by the devil and by his imps, by his disciples. Let's go to John chapter 8 and verse number 44. John chapter 8 and verse number 44. Jesus was speaking to the religious crowd, and he said to them in verse 43, why do you not understand my speech? Then he says, even because you cannot hear my word. And verse 44 says, ye are of your father the devil. Now he's talking to the muckety-mucks. He's talking about the high up, talking to the high up religious crowd. You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. He speaks of those who are liars. That's what he does. The Bible says it. He's a liar. He's the father of it. How does that come about? Go all the way back to the garden. He's the father of liars. He lied to Eve. And Adam fell for it as well. There are lies of hypocrisy. You ever heard somebody say, he's a hypocrite, she's a hypocrite? Well, there are lies of hypocrisy. We go to 1 Timothy 4 and verse number 2. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2 speaks of lies that are hypocritical, hypocrisy. 1 Timothy 4, verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now that's serious. That is serious. Very serious. The word hypocrisy there is the word hypocrisis, meaning being a stage actor, to put on a show. Back in the 1940s, there was an evangelist, so-called, named Amy Semple McPherson. She was a stage actor, really. In Los Angeles, they built a 5,000-seat auditorium where she spoke. And she put on a show. And she said a lot of things that appealed to the people and mixed a little bit of truth in it, but most of it was not the truth. So speaking lies in hypocrisy. Being a stage actor. There are those who can put on a good show. There are those who put on a good show that they are saved, and they're not. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, and lies of hypocrisy lead to a seared conscience. those who believe a lie concerning salvation will perish, be cut off from God. We go to 1 Thessalonians. Excuse me, let's go to 2 Thessalonians instead. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 10. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 10. And this is speaking of the coming of after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders in verse 9. And you see the lying wonders there. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So they believe a lie. Although they see signs and wonders, they do not believe the truth that Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is the only Savior. He is the one who died for our sins, was buried, and who rose again. And we must trust in Him and in Him alone for salvation. There is salvation in none other than the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse number 12, we're told that those who believe not the truth are damned. To not believe the truth in this verse means to believe a lie. Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. To be damned is to be condemned to hell forever, to be lost forever. Those who believe a lie and have their conscience seared are damned. There are those who are believing a lie right now, but their conscience are not seared, and there is the hope of salvation. I hope you understand what I'm saying in this. There are those who do not believe the truth. They believe a lie. Religiously, they do. Many believe in the lie of baptismal regeneration. They believe that salvation is in baptism. They believe unless you are baptized, you are not saved. And so they rush to get that baby to a priest so that baby can sprinkle water upon its head so that the baby will be under the covenant of the mother and the daddy. You say, well, that's Catholicism. Well, you read what Presbyterians really believe. You read what Methodists really believe. You read what Episcopals really believe. And I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not hitting on anybody. I've got friends and many of those different religions. They're personal friends. We don't have church fellowship, but I know them and they know me. But salvation is not in baptism. They that gladly received His Word were baptized. So you must receive the Word. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and how that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, believing in the Christ of the Gospel, looking to Him and to Him alone. So salvation is not in baptism. I remember when Karis and Sharon were taking piano, and it was recital time. And Bethany was about that tall. She's about this tall now. But she was about that tall. She's just a tyke. And so she and I went into the All Saints Episcopal Church for the recital. And we walked into the church doors there. And there in the back, there's a pedestal. And there's a marble bowl and a lid on it. She said, Daddy, what is that? I said, that's the baptistry. And I lifted the lid so she could see. And she got up and she said, how do they get down in it? as innocent as could be. She had been taught from the cradle roll up that baptism is by immersion. How do they get in there? There is the religious lie that salvation is in the church. Sacerdotalism, that you are saved because you're a member of a church. No. You're not saved by being a member of a church. You're saved by being a member of the family of God. Amen? And there's that lie that's out there. It's a religious lie. And men and women, boys and girls, are incurably religious. They want to do something to be saved. Let me tell you what you must do. Just what Paul and Silas said to the Philippian jailer: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You say, what else does it say? That's what it says. You believe on Jesus. You believe on what He has done for us. That's the truth of it all. Now, we're not to justify the guilty, because perjury is lying. And there are those who perjure themselves in an effort to justify a friend or a family member, and that is wrong as well. Zechariah chapter 8, book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter, and verses 16 and 17. False testimony is a lie. In a court of law, false testimony is perjury. Recently in Missouri, there were a number of people who gave false testimony about an incident. They said one thing happened, it stirred up the whole country. When that is what happened. And later they had to recant, but the damage was already done. And the damage is still going on. It's not over. Do not give false testimony. The Bible says here in Zechariah 8 and 16, these are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. Love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. He hates a false testimony. He hates a false oath. He is against that. We're not to be guilty in justifying those who have done wrong, saying they are innocent when we know better. The book of Proverbs, the 17th chapter, Proverbs 17 and verse number 15 makes it plain. We're also going to look at chapter 24 and verse 24. And then we're going to go to chapter 25, verse 18. So you might want to stay in Proverbs there. But Proverbs 17, 15 says, he that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. To justify the wicked is wrong, and to condemn the just is wrong in the sight of God. It's wrong. Proverbs 24 and verse number 24. Proverbs 24:24. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse. And notice this, nations shall abhor him. We live in a day when they call evil good and good evil. America has no respect among the nations of the world. I deal with the nations of the world week after week. Those who did have confidence in America are losing it. They see us as weak. They see us as not holding to. Not biblical standards so much and biblical law, but that which is true in the mind of man. I mean, God gives you a conscience to know right and wrong. And the nations of the world sees us going against the very conscience of man. That is sad. The person who perjures himself should own up to it and say, listen, I gave false testimony. How many times has an innocent person gone to prison because of false testimony? Many times. There are those who have spent a number of years in prison. Someone comes and says, I'm sorry, I told a lie. That was not right. That was wrong. I can't live with myself. Sad thing is, there are more people in our society today that can live with a lie than those who can't. The sad thing. Slander is forbidden by the ninth commandment. Why? Slander's a robber. So, how's it a robber? Well, think of it. If you say that I did something that I did not do, and you get it on your Facebook, and you get it on your website, and you put it out in your email, and you said, Brother Fayard did this, 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 and this, and I didn't do it, how long is it going to take for me to regain my reputation? You could destroy me. But here's the thing I've learned through the years. Never believe what anybody says until you go to the source. If you ever hear that I did a certain thing, you get on the phone or you email me or you write me and you say, we have heard this. Is it true? If it is true, I will own up to it. If it's a lie, I will tell you, no, it is a lie. But too many Christians even believe an evil report against a brother or a sister without ever checking it out. And how sad that is. Because, dear friends, once a reputation has been slandered, once it has been damaged, it's hard to repair it. Hard to repair it. Slander carries a penalty from God Himself. Psalm 101 and verse number 5. Psalm 101 and verse. Human nature tends to feed upon false reports. I don't know why that is, but it is, boy, that we want to believe a lie before we'll believe the truth. Psalm 101, verse number 5, mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Verse 5, whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. I will not allow that. He slanders his neighbor. Him will I cut off. That's serious. We go back to Proverbs, the 10th chapter. Some hide their hatred by lying lips. Proverbs 10, verse number 18 says, "He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool." That's foolish to do such a thing. Foolish to do. To utter a slander. "In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise." Some people talk too much. They just talk and talk and talk, and sometimes just in the need of saying something, they end up saying something wrong. We need to study to be quiet. And I talk. I like to talk. I enjoy talking. But if you run out of something to say, don't make something up. Amen? Don't make something up. When we hear someone talk about our neighbor or our friend, and it's wrong, it's something that would be hurtful, don't believe it. Don't believe it. Check it out. Check it out. You say, "Why are you hammering that?" Because so many times we don't. Check it out. Find out. There are those who say things against men and women to hurt them. They do it on purpose. How many times through the years have I had a young man or a young girl come to my office and said, they said some things about me, and they stirred it up, and they wanted, you know, this boy started it because a friend and said I was this and I was that. So I tried to get all three of them in there. I said, "Okay, sit down. Man, I don't like that, but I've had to do it. I've had girls fighting with each other and boys." The girl, sorry to say it, ladies and girls, but they're the worst. I'm telling you about that particular thing. Oh, and then to get down to the bottom of it and try to clean it all up and say, "Now look, there needs to be some apologies and some things need to be done." And I pastored a church where there were several girls who were always in competition with each other about several things, and it was just a battle. But I loved them all, and I love them all today, and of those girls, several have called me and said, "Would you perform my wedding ceremony and that?" But and they knew that I'd had to deal with them. But I believe people respect the truth and those who will toe the line and hold to the truth. Jeremiah 18, verse 18, "Preachers are often slandered." And most of the time people slander the preacher because they don't like what's being preached. And here's the main thing. They do not want to heed what is preached. They do not like it. I've had them in men's meetings just yell at me and say, "We don't care what the Bible says. This is the way we do it." Boy, I got scared for them. Amen. You've never pastored a church like that, Brother Wayne. Every pastor goes through it somewhere, somehow, some way. It seems that way to me. I've had them. Jeremiah 18, verse number 18. "Then said they, Come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah." Let me ask you, was Jeremiah a good prophet? But was his message one that everybody wanted to hear? No. No. I was preaching in Owensboro, Kentucky years ago, and man, I was preaching. Just like I'm preaching now, I don't know any other way to do it other than to tell you the truth. And this couple got hot. I could see them begin to get hot, and then steam came out of their ears. And not literally, But they got hot. And in a minute, I'm preaching long, and man, the auditorium had two pairs of double doors that when you hit them, they go whoop, 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 whoop. Man, when they hit those doors, you could feel the breeze, buddy. They did not heed. They didn't like it. They didn't want the truth. And here it says, in Jeremiah 18:18, then said they come, and let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the what? With the tongue. And let us not give heed to any of his words. We're going to go to the religious people. We're not going to heed that preacher. That's a sad thing. A sad thing. When that happens, but it does. Now, let's get on gossip a little while. You know, we touched on it a little, but let's deal with that some more. Proverbs 20, verse 19. We're to stay away from those who tattle and meddle in other people's business. You ever heard the saying, mind your own business? And there are those who have a hard time minding their own business. Proverbs 20, verse number 19. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. There are some things that need not be told, need not be spread. It's a personal thing. But a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Oh, he can talk. As long as he has a teleprompter. And he can give you those sweet things. And I mean, anybody. I'm not talking about one or two. I'm just saying that there are those who flatter with their lips, but they're slandering all of the time that they are doing it. That's exactly what so many do. They gossip, they slander. Some folks go up and down the country telling lies. And it's an evil thing, and we are to avoid that evil. We go to Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 16. Leviticus, the 19th chapter, verse number 16. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. And that's where that comes from. People going up and down telling these lies. Going here, going there, up and down the country. Up and down the city. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer. What does that mean? Bearing a tale. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. We're not to be evil, and we're to stay away from the evil people who would do such a thing as this. My children are precious to me. I love my children. But they like to keep things stirred up, especially one or two of them, which one or two I'm not saying. But as brothers and sisters, they would stir each other. Unusual, just my family, I'm sure. Sure that never happens in any other families, but they would. And I taught them a verse out of Proverbs 26:20, where no wood is, there the fire goes out. Quit throwing wood on the fire. You don't have to get the last word. But you're sitting there saying, oh, yes, I do. I have to have it. No, you don't. Every time you have to have that last word, what are you doing? You're throwing wood on the fire. And that verse goes on to say, where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. It's ended. Quit throwing wood on the fire. Don't do it. Don't do it. We're to stay away from the gossiper. Proverbs 17 and verse number 4. Proverbs 17 and verse number 4. Stay away from the gossiper. The Bible says, a wicked doer giveth heed to false lips. Now, that's a wicked doer. And a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away from the gossiper. Now, the Bible also teaches us that lying lips are an abomination to God. He detests it. God does not like lying lips. Proverbs 12:22. But I'll tell you what God loves. He loves the truth. He loves the truth. Because in Him there is no darkness at all. There are no dark secrets and lies. He is light. And He loves the truth. Proverbs 12 and verse number 22 says, lying lips are abomination to the Lord. Keep that in mind. When you tell a lie, it's an abomination to the Lord. But they that deal truly are His delight. He delights when we tell the truth. He delights in that. And that's what we are to do. Christians are not to lie to the lost. Nor are they to lie to their brethren. We're to tell the truth. Colossians 3 and verse 9. The Bible says, lie not, do not lie, lie not one to another. Seeing that ye have put off the old man and his deeds. We're new creatures in Christ, and we have put off the old man and that way of acting. And since we have put on the new man, we're to leave off those things that characterize the old man. And the old man was controlled by the devil, and the devil is a liar and the father of liars. God forbids us to lie directly or indirectly. Deliberate lying is absolutely wrong. I have a friend. He is a friend, and I count him as a friend. But if he says he will meet you somewhere, count on it. Don't worry about it. He's not coming. If he says, I'll be there at this time, no problem. He's not going to be there at that time. I'm coming over to the revival where you're preaching. I'll meet you there. He will not be there. 99% of the time. Don't tell me you're going to do it. Just say, if I can, I might make it. It's sad to have a testimony that you're going to do something and you never do it. Now, what is that? Well, it's a lie. I mean, that's what it is. It's a lie. We ought not do that. We all forget to go somewhere that we ought to be. We all forget to cancel. But to deliberately not cancel is wrong. Now, I almost had to cancel an appointment for Monday. I have an appointment at 2 o'clock in Biloxi. I have an appointment at 2 o'clock Monday afternoon in Biloxi. I have an appointment at 2:01 on Monday afternoon in Mobile. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep those appointments. I've already confirmed them. No, my wife has already confirmed them. She's taken care of. If I didn't have her, I don't know what I'd do. But we wondered how that was going to be, and she called and he said, "Oh, he will come to the hospital at Biloxi and there will be a teleconference at 201 from Mobile." That really had me thrown because it said 2 o'clock Biloxi, 201 Mobile. Mobile calling. So that's how that one's going to work. And it's for my ears. And it's going to be a teleconference. Isn't that good? Oh, boy. Failing to pay a just note is to be a liar. You owe something, you pay it. You pay it. Why? Because you said you'd pay it. A lot of folks will let things go and not pay them. And then, I'm not going to make anybody mad, I hope, but and then they'll file bankruptcy and all those people will be out of their money. And then they go 7 years and then they build up all these bills and don't pay them and then they file bankruptcy again. Friends, that's wrong. You have lied to those people who you said you would pay. Pay it a little at a time, but pay it. Pay it. I don't like this one. Exaggeration is lying. To distort the truth is lying. To add a little bit of color that is not true is to lie. Fishermen are the biggest exaggerators that there are. I caught one that big. That big. What fishermen do. They exaggerate. But what is an exaggeration? It's a lie. I mean, you didn't tell the truth. You didn't tell the truth. To hold back the truth when asked for it is to lie in silence. You just don't tell the truth. You are to tell the truth. Now, what living a life of lies means to an individual. We go to Psalm 107. Let's go to Psalm 101, verse 7. Psalm 101, verse number 7. Psalm 101, verse 7. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell in my house. So that means that the liar loses favor with God. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. God said that. I didn't say that. I want to be close to the Lord. But lying is so unacceptable that God says lying drives a wedge between you and Him. And one lie leads to another lie. You know that. I know that. Jeremiah talked about it, and we'll not go there, but Jeremiah chapter 3 and chapter 9, verses 3 and 5, talk about the fact that one lie leads to another. People just keep building on that to try to cover their tracks. And liars are prone to fall into other sins. The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says in Hosea 4, 1 and 2, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood." Boy, those are serious things. And lying is put right up in the midst of all of that. Liars are prone to fall into other sins. let us be as Job. In Job 27:4, Job says, concerning his lips, concerning what he will say, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. I'm not going to lie to you. The book of Job is a lot deeper book than most people understand it to be. Because what God was doing was bringing Job to a place to see who he really was and to say, Lord, it's all of you. Salvation is of the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this sin is one of those sins that because of the old flesh and because of human nature, we are prone to. But help us to keep our tongues. And help us, Lord, not to fall into this sin. Forgive us where we have. And Lord, give us grace to know the truth and to tell the truth. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. By the way.